Life Audio.
Hey loves, it's Dana Shea, and I am so happy to have you on this very special episode of the podcast today. I have so much great news that I cannot wait to share with you guys, but I'm going to first start off by telling you a story. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that Sean, my husband, and I have been married for almost 25 years, and I have known him almost my whole life. We were childhood friends, then we were high school sweethearts. And I remember, as most girls do, when you're in elementary school, middle school, you start to plan my future, right? If you guys grew up in the 80s or the 90s, you probably played that game MASH, and you would decide, like, are we going to live in a mansion, an apartment, a shack, or a house? You would talk about how many kids you're going to have, who you were going to marry. And then if you were spending time with your girlfriends, you actually started naming your kids. So I remember from the time I was probably in middle school, I always wanted a son named Christopher Anthony. I just loved that name. It's so classic. It's a strong, powerful name. I just loved the name Christopher Anthony. So one of my best friends when I was in middle school, her name was Shelby, she actually loved the name Christopher Anthony as well. So I was like, well, we can't both name our sons Christopher Anthony. I was dating Sean Williams, and she was dating a guy named Shane Williams. So the race to Christopher Anthony Williams was set. Okay. We were like, who's going to get married first? Who's going to have their son first? And which one of us is going to be able to name our son Christopher Anthony Williams? Well, I got pregnant at 17. So I won. that was not planned. Okay. Absolutely not planned. But the funny thing about it was, when me and Sean were dating, we were having this conversation, like, you know, how many kids? And the sweet by and by, we're thinking we're going to get married at like 30 years old, right? And we're going to have kids at 35. So we thought, okay, when we get married, what are our children's names going to be? And y'all, lo and behold, Sean's like, I want my son's name to be Christopher Anthony. And I was like, what? Now, Sean's middle name is Anthony. So he didn't want a junior, but he felt like he wanted his son to have his same middle name. And I was like, you like the name Christopher Anthony? And I was like, that has been my child's name forever. So that was a super, super easy decision. When Christopher Anthony finally came along into the world, we knew exactly what we were going to name him. And his name fits exactly who he is. I think that names are so important. You ever met somebody and you're like, you do not look like a Scott. I expected you to look like this, right? Or you see a name on a piece of paper and you already start to envision what this person looks like, how they act, even maybe how they sound. And so I've always been super interested in people's names, how their parents really came to name them that. What does their name mean? So I'm telling you all of this because when I launched this podcast back in August of 2020, I thought long and hard about the name of the show. I knew that I wanted to create something different than what I had been hearing on the airwaves. Nothing against any other podcast. I'm not here to bash any other show, but there was a need in this space for real conversations about real marriages, not ideal marriages, not perfect marriages, not sanitized marriages. I was really looking for a show where people were willing to be honest about their own struggles, their own issues, their own challenges as a host, right? I was looking for a podcast host that didn't have it all together, that still argued with their spouse every now and again, that still wasn't so far removed from their own struggles that they couldn't relate to their listeners. And I really, honestly, y'all, couldn't find many, okay? And so I decided I wanted to start a podcast, and the name of that show would have to be something with real in it. And the name Real Relationship Talk came to me. Now, I didn't spend like weeks and weeks and weeks thinking about that name. It was just kind of a sudden thing, right? It was just like, oh yeah, Real Relationship Talk. Okay, that's what it's going to be. And so we started the show. This has been such an incredible experience. This show has exceeded my expectations. It's growing by leaps and bounds. I have connected with so many of you. I mean, I could go on and on and on about all the wonderful benefits that have come from this show. But about 6 months ago, I started being really uncomfortable with the direction that I felt like the show was going. And I thought, Dana, who are you? Like, when I think about my purpose in life, when I think about why God allows me to do what I do, why God allows me to make the impact that He's allowing me to make, to touch the lives that I'm touching, who is it that this show is for? And I'm thinking about you all. I'm thinking about those of you who are in struggling relationships. I'm thinking about those of you who are married and you have no idea how much longer you're going to be able to stay married because you're barely holding on. You're holding on by a thin thread. I'm thinking about those of you who have gone to marriage counseling, those of you who have tried all the things, right? You've prayed, you've waited, you've tried to change yourself, you've waited for your spouse to change, and you are feeling stuck. You are feeling like all hope is waning, and I just need something like miraculous to happen in order for my marriage to be restored. You are the ones that I think about all the time. You are the ones that I pray about all the time. I pray for you. And so I started feeling this angst in me, like, okay, Lord, I believe that there's more to what you have called me to do than what I've been doing. What I've been doing is great. I'm proud of it. I'm content. I'm glad for it. But version two is here. I absolutely felt that, you guys. And so as I began to pray through this whole decision about the direction of the podcast, I knew that the name of the podcast needed to change. Remember, I am really, really interested in names and meanings. So if you are on my email list, you know that I have been emailing you guys for suggestions. I've polled you all. I've been like, what do you think about this name? What about that name? I've asked people on my social media, what do you all think about, you know, this name versus that name? And as I began to think through what I wanted the new name to be, I knew that it had to be directly tied to my purpose. I knew that it had to be directly tied to the calling of God on my life. And I don't know if I've ever shared this on the podcast before, but my life scripture, the scripture that guides my life, is Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. And so I'm not going to read all of that to you, but it starts off with saying that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Now, we could literally spend an entire episode talking about what preaching good news to the poor means, but what I want us to focus on is verse 4. It says, they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the former devastations. They will renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Friends, when I think about your marriages, I know that none of you went down to the altar. None of you walked down that aisle. None of you stood before the pastor, priest, the officiant, your friends and family, and thought, my marriage is going to be ruined in about 2 years. Nobody thinks that. Nobody knows the devastation that's waiting around the corner. None of us know that. But unfortunately, so many of us have experienced that. And so what I believe that my calling is, not my entire purpose in life, that's a whole nother conversation, but what I believe I have been called to do is to help people to understand how to repair the broken parts of their lives, how to rebuild the ruins, if you will. I almost named the podcast Rebuilding the Ruins, and there's a whole story as to why I didn't choose that name. But as I began to pray and I began to seek just guidance and opinions and counsel, there was this name that just kept coming back to me. I wrote it down in my notes app and I just kept coming back to it. I kept coming back to it. And then one night I was in the shower and I was like, Lord, enough of this. I have thought about this name so long. I'm getting so irritated because like all the names are starting to run together, right? If you've ever named anything, you know exactly what I mean. Whether it's you named a baby, maybe you have a podcast or a blog or a business or something that you've had to name, it can be so exhilarating and also exhausting. And so I'm in the shower that night and I'm like, Lord, you know the name of the show. Tell me the name of the show. And I was like, and I'm gonna need you to speak to me in a dream because I'm tired and I'm going to bed. And so I go to bed, no dream, wake up in the morning, and I keep looking at that particular name, the name that has kept coming up over and over and over again. So before I reveal what our brand new podcast name is going to be, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about why we're changing the name. So not only are we changing the name because the podcast is moving in a new and in a fresh direction, but we're also changing the name so that the people who are looking for what I offer and what this community offers can find us better. also, if I can just say, when I started this podcast 4 years ago, I think the whole terminology, like real talk, that was already starting to be overused. But now I'm almost sick of it. Like, you know, you hear about, oh, real talk, this is real, keep it real and all this. And you hear these podcasts where people are like, we're keeping it real. And you're like, no, you're not. You're not keeping anything real. And so I just wanted to kind of get away from that whole like real talk, real this, real that, just because I think it's just honestly getting a little played out. So as I began to think about again, okay, God, this name keeps coming before me. This is what the name of the show is going to be. God again reminded me of Isaiah. And I could not get around that, y'all. Like, there's so many trendy names. There's so many other names that I could have named this show. But when I went back to Isaiah, it was so clear to me that the name of the podcast, the new name of this show, is going to be Rebuilding Us. Rebuilding Us. I love it so much. I hope you all love it. And I hope that more than just love it, I hope that you connect to it. We are doing a huge overhaul here. Okay. This is not just me renaming the show, but my website's going to change and the podcast artwork is going to change. And there's going to be some new features on the show that I'm going to talk to you in a little bit about. But Rebuilding Us is such a weighty concept because, first of all, rebuilding, right? Like, that is straight from Isaiah 61. For they would rebuild the ancient ruins. And I didn't just want it to be rebuild or rebuilt. I wanted it to be rebuilding because ing is a present process. This is something that we are going to continue to do. My marriage has been restored, but Sean and I are still rebuilding. I don't know if that will ever stop. There's going to be days that we are like five steps ahead, and there's going to be days that we might take a step or two back. So this whole process of rebuilding is active work. And you all know from other shows that I have told you that what a good relationship isn't one that works. It's one where you put in the work, right? And so when we're putting in the work, we are constantly rebuilding. We're rebuilding. We're going back to what was. And again, I love definitions so much. So when we look at the definition of the word rebuild, it means to build something again after it's been damaged or destroyed, to make extensive repairs. This whole idea of rebuilding is going back to what was good. What was good about your marriage? When you all first met, when you got engaged, when you were so excited to be this person's wife or be this person's husband, there was good there. And unfortunately, life has happened and you've lost some of that love and you've lost some of that fire, some of that devotion, some of that passion, that intimacy, that connection. But it's not all lost. It's not all gone. And I know that we can rebuild the ruins. And so that is going to be the main theme of this show moving forward. Listen, maybe you're thinking, Dana, it was never good. I'm going to disagree with you. Because I understand that maybe you always had issues in your marriage, like Sean and I did, right? We were having issues in our marriage from the very beginning, you guys. But at some point in your relationship, maybe it was before you got married, there was something good there, or you probably would not have continued in that relationship. Now, obviously, there are some people that might be outliers. Maybe you were forced into a marriage, or maybe you only got married because you were pregnant, or you only got married so you could get out of your parents' home or something like that. But most people, there's good there. And what has happened is that the storms of life have crushed us so bad that we tend to forget the good. We want to just move on and act like it was never good, but there was good there. And so we're going to restore that goodness and we are going to magnify it. Some of the good memories that you've had, you need to keep those. I was in a coaching call last week and I was talking to one of my couples and I said, I want you to imagine that your house burned down and there are certain things that are just destroyed. Like, you just can't get those things back. But then there are good things that lasted. They survived the fire. And now the fire department is like, okay, you can go in and you can get those things. You can salvage those things. And I had the couple tell me, what are we going to salvage? What good things do we need to keep? And that will be a great lesson for you to ask yourself, what good things about my marriage can I salvage? And that's what we're going to be talking about for the duration of this podcast. So I'm super excited about this name, you guys. I just love it so much. And I just want to say one more thing before I talk about some of the new features of the show. So Rebuilding Us, and you're going to see the new podcast artwork coming up here very, very soon. But Rebuilding Us, U.S., the first letter of us is you. So we have to rebuild you. Before we can rebuild us, we got to rebuild you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I was in another coaching call last week, and I was talking to a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she's so broken because of things that her husband has done to her. And I just had to pause and say, like, we got to rebuild you, sis. There are so many things that have been broken in your life. Let's focus on you first, and then we can focus on the marriage. So maybe there's some of you listening right now, and you're like, I'm not married, or my spouse walked away from me, or you know, I don't even know if I want to rebuild this marriage. You're in the right place. I always want this to be a safe community, whether you're married or not. We're going to rebuild you. And then, Lord willing, we're going to rebuild us. So I'm going to talk about some of the new features that are coming up on the show. I am so excited. Again, if you are on my email list, you saw that I put an all call out for coaching clients. Now, these are not my normal paid clients. Okay. What I did is I said, I am willing to offer you a free coaching session on air. So it's not live. We pre-record these coaching sessions, but I want to hear from my community. I want to hear from the things that are happening in my listeners' lives that they need to be coached on. So we've already started recording some of those, pre-recording some of those, and I'm so excited to release them. And we're going to do one live coaching call per month. So I'm saying this on the air to keep myself accountable to you all. And I don't want this to get like lost in the shuffle and we do like one coaching call every 6 months. No, we're going to make this a monthly feature, and there's going to be some brave person, some brave couple that's going to agree to come on the show and allow all of you all in to hear how I would coach them through a specific situation. So I'm super excited about that. Another new feature that we're going to have is my hubby talks. Okay. How many of y'all love Sean when he comes on the show? Raise your hand. Everybody does, because whenever Sean's on the show, my analytics always go up. And so I'm feeling some kind of way about that. But no, the good news is I love talking to him. I love having him on the show. Sean is such a background person. He is not one for the camera and the microphone and all of that. If he was, he would be my co-host. Okay. But he has agreed to be on the podcast once a month, which I'm so excited about. So when Sean comes on the show, it's important because he is able to give more of an authentic male perspective. I feel like because I do talk to so many men all the time, I do have a healthy male perspective, but I'm not a man. I'm not a guy. And to be honest, there are some guys who will never listen to this podcast because they see a woman's face on it and they feel like I can't relate. So even though I feel like I can relate, I can't relate to everything, granted. But Sean being on the show once a month, I think is just going to be spectacular. I'm super excited about that. Another new feature is we are going to have new music, of course. So we're working very diligently right now with the sound engineer, making sure that this new music is going to be just, it's going to fit the new feel of the show. And so that's been really, really, it's just been great. Like, I love creating things. I'm such a creative. And so this has just been such a great process. It's been a lot of work, y'all. It's been a lot of work. I'm like, OMG, if I knew like rebranding a show was going to be this much work, I would never have named the show Real Relationship. relationship talk from the beginning, but it's all good. This is where we're at today. So we're going to have new music. I already told you that we're going to have new podcast art. And then, of course, we're going to have the new name. And another new feature is on Fridays. Now, if you've listened for a while, I think the last couple of weeks, I've been telling you guys, we used to do something on Friday called Faith Fridays. Then it changed into Faith Talks. And then we're getting rid of that faith part altogether. Now, let me explain to you that I am a Christian. All right. Through and through, loud and proud, not ashamed. All right. There are many people who listen to the show who are not Christians, which is why I initiated Faith Fridays in the first place, was to give people who are not Christians, but they are open to faith, just some sort of, you know, encouragement from the Word of God. And that was great. And that was what I needed to do at the time. But then I realized that that is not the main focus of this show. So I have continued those talks in my private Facebook community, which I'll make sure that I link to that in the show notes of this podcast. So on Wednesdays, we do something called Word Wednesday. It's not on the podcast, you all. This is in my private Facebook community. And that is for people who want to grow in their faith. I really want to make sure, though, on the podcast that we are being laser focused on who I am called to serve. And so on Fridays now, we are going to do Q&A Fridays, and I am taking your questions. Okay, these are going to be the little shorty episodes, just like the Faith Talks were. They were about 10 to 12 minutes. These episodes on Fridays are going to be short episodes where I'm going to answer a different relationship and or marriage focused question every Friday. So you might be thinking, well, how can I get my question in? How can I make sure that that question gets answered? All you have to do is simply email me at info@danashay.com. Again, I will make sure that I link to all of this in the show notes. So this is one episode that you are definitely going to want to make sure that you look at the show notes so that you can keep up with all this new information that I'm telling you. Okay. So on Fridays, we're going to have Q&A Fridays, and you're going to love those. Those are little shorties. Okay. So lots of changes, but friends, everything's not changing. All right. There are some things that will not change. So what's not going to change? Well, we're still going to have real talk, you guys. So even though the podcast is not called Real Relationship Talk anymore, I am still going to be authentic. I'm still going to be genuine. I'm still going to be honest. If I'm having a personal struggle in my marriage, like I don't sugarcoat that. I don't hide it. I don't try to act like me and Sean don't have problems anymore. Like that's not me at all. And so the feel of the show is going to be very similar. It's not like I'm going to come out and I'm going to now be all like depressed and, you know, serious. No, I'm still going to be myself. I think I was telling somebody this earlier. I said, because a lot of the conversation that we have around restoring marriages and rebuilding relationships, it can tend to be serious. And I love humor. And I will throw humor in there like, you know, you won't even expect it. And that's not going to change because that's who I am. Like, that's who I am in my friendship circles. That's who I am when I'm preaching. That's just who I am. So you're going to continue to get that. The feel of the show is going to feel very similar, even though we've got some new features that we're adding. So I hope that that makes sense. And then the episodes are still going to be around 30 minutes-ish. That's my personal preference. Now, some of y'all love long podcasts. Like some of y'all listen to some podcasts by other podcast hosts that are like an hour and a half. I don't have that kind of time. Okay. My ADD has like shut off after about 25, 26, 27 minutes. Okay. So we're going to keep this show to around 30 minutes. And so that will stay the same. And most of my shows are already about 30 minutes right now. So friends, as we kind of wrap up today, here's some things that I need you to do. First of all, the new podcast website is going to be rebuildinguspodcast.com. So I just need y'all to give me grace because I have been so used to saying realrelationshiptalk.com/episode. Like I've been saying that for 4 years. So if I slip up, hopefully my editor will catch it, right? And like correct it. So the new podcast website is going to be rebuildinguspodcast.com. Now do not go there today. Okay. It is under construction. You might still see some Real Relationship Talk stuff up there. We are all, there's a team behind this. Okay. We are all working to get everything caught up as quickly as possible. But realrelationshiptalk.com is going away and the new website is going to be rebuildinguspodcast.com. All right. So here's what I need you to do, my friends, my wonderful listeners. One, I need you to subscribe to the show. Some of you all listen to the show every single week and you have not subscribed. Why? Why, friends? Why? I need you to subscribe to the show for many reasons. One, because it's just easier for you. I'm subscribed to about 8 different podcasts that I listen to all the time. When I wake up on that day that that podcast releases, it's there. Like, I get the little notification and it's like, you've got a new episode from such and such a podcast, right? I love that because I don't have to go search for the podcast and be like, okay, did I listen to that last episode? So the easiest way for you to subscribe to the podcast, if you're listening on Apple, is to click subscribe. Like, you might have to, you know, go through a couple of buttons, go up to the menu, and I think it says like subscribe to the show, follow the show. If you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on iHeartRadio or wherever you're listening, make sure that you subscribe to the show. I love that you listen, but I need you to subscribe to the podcast, okay? So the second thing that I really need you to do, or I'd love for you to do, is to tell your village. Whenever I come across a new podcast, y'all, I'm sharing information all the time. I share songs. I share funny Instagram reels. I share memes. I share recipes. I share helpful resources, right? And I share podcasts all the time. Some of you all are faithful listeners to this podcast, and I love you for that, and I'm so grateful for that. But I need you to make sure that you are telling other people about the show. So if you've never shared a podcast with anybody, friend, please do me a favor and share this podcast, okay? And then the third and final thing that I'm going to ask you all to do, and of course, these are not like, I'm not telling y'all you have to do these things. I'm asking, as my listeners, this would mean so much to me if you subscribe to the show, if you tell people about the show and ask them to subscribe to, and then if you would join my email list. I refer to my email list, not a lot, but I am trying to create a community here. There are certain things that I share with my email subscribers that I don't share anywhere else. I don't talk about it on the podcast. I don't talk about it on social media. They get first dibs. As a matter of fact, my email list, if you're on my email list, you already know all of the things that I've said because you got an email first. So I always communicate to my email subscribers first. I ask them questions. I respond to their emails. So some of you are more kind of, you know, you listen to the podcast every week and maybe you've been like, man, I just wish that I could ask Dana a question. Join the email list and you can. And so that's really simple. If you want to do that, if you've ever heard me talk about like the conversation starters or the Speak Life audio or taking the partner quiz, how connected are you? Those are all ways that you can join my email list. But then one really easy way to join my email list is just simply to going to rebuildinguspodcast.com. I almost said it, y'all. Almost said real relationship talk. Nope. So going to rebuildinguspodcast.com/email. If you go there, you just simply put in your email address and voila, you're now on my email list. Now, I'm not going to spam you, okay? I do communicate with my email subscribers often though, all right? So you will be added to my email list. It's always amazing when like people are like, how did you get my email, ma'am? Because you gave it to me. Okay. I'm not a spammer. I'm not going to like send you stuff unsolicited. So I would love for you all to join my email list so that we can stay connected, so that we can build this community, and so that I can help you all to rebuild you as we work on rebuilding us. So, oh my word, that is a lot of information. You guys, I forgot to tell you this part. We are also creating a new trailer. So that should be ready, I believe, next week. Like, fingers crossed. This has been like, I feel like we made these decisions and then we just like full steam ahead went on. And I love deadlines because it like forces me to get stuff done. I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist. And so what do they say? Done is better than perfect. And I like perfect, but we can't do everything perfect all the time. So this is going to be done. If you come across some things like, I still see real relationship talk, let me know so that we can make sure that all of that is changed. So, so much information. I am so thankful for you all. None of this would be possible without you. None of this would be possible without you all showing up every single week, sharing your stories, listening, sharing the podcast, all the things. And I just want to let you know how absolutely grateful I am for you. Some of y'all have been rocking with me since 2020 when we started this podcast. I love you so much. I am so grateful for you all. And we're going to have a new tagline. So again, y'all, like I've been saying some of this stuff for 4 years. I'm going to have to kind of like retrain myself to say the new tagline. But for today, I just want to let you all know that I am so grateful to have you on this journey. I am so thankful that Real Relationship Talk served us so well for almost 4 years. And now as we move into rebuilding us, version two, I am so glad to have you on this journey with me. So love you all so very much. Be sure to check out the show notes for this podcast. You can go to rebuildinguspodcast.com for the show notes, and that will have all the links to all the things that I just talked about, all the new features. And I'm just excited, so excited. So I'll see you guys on the next episode. Take care. Excited.